Kakadu National Park is internationally famous for its biodiversity and abundant wildlife, but scientists say that reputation has been damaged by a dramatic decline in threatened species in the region in the last decade. They say 50 animal species and 15 plant types are at risk of extinction in Kakadu. The dire statistics have prompted the federal government to fund a 10-year action plan, as Stephanie Smale reports.
The Kakadu National Park stretches across the Northern Territory's lush top end. Its rugged escarpments and roaring waterfalls covering almost 20,000 square kilometres. The World Heritage listed region was home to a huge range of native species. But leading wildlife expert Professor John Wanarski says that has changed.
We've been monitoring the fauna of Kakadu for the last decade or two, and over that period we've witnessed the decline by about 75% to 90%. Of many of the small native mammal species in Kakadu. So it's many species which were formerly very common a decade or two ago are now extraordinarily rare and possibly gone completely from that environment. Yeah, things like possums, bandicoots, tree rats, quolls, a large range of the mammal species. So Kakadu is an extraordinarily important place. It's beautiful, it's iconic, it's spiritually important, and it's really important for biodiversity, but there's a stain on its reputation at the moment because it's losing many of these threatened species.
John Wanarski says bad fire management is largely to blame. He explains too much vegetation is being burnt too often, which is hampering animal conservation, not helping.
The current fire regime, 60% of those lowland woodlands are being burnt every year, and that's just completely unsustainable. Many of these mammal species require longer unburnt vegetation. Partly because extensive fires make it much easier for cats to find them and predate upon them, and partly because they need the dense understory that comes with longer unburned areas. Partly it's simply not being clear about what the objectives of fire management are, and partly it's attempting to use fire preemptively to fuel reduction burning effectively. You use early dry season fires to ward off the more intense later dry season fires. And at the moment, only 3% of Kakadu's lowlands are more than 5 years unburnt, and that's just not good habitat for many of these wildlife species.
Professor Wanarski points out feral cats are a growing threat too.
We hadn't really figured that feral cats in Kakadu were a serious problem, but through monitoring, radio tracking, for example, individual mammal species, and radio tracking and collaring individual feral cat species, both in Kakadu and elsewhere, we're now clear that feral cats are actually having a huge detrimental impact upon many of these species. The problem is what to do about it, and that's a difficult issue.
The federal government is backing a 10-year conservation strategy to help stop the dramatic decline of Kakadu's wildlife. It's investing $750,000 into the Kakadu Threatened Species Strategy. Gregory Andrews is the Endangered Species Commissioner.
The most important thing is that the money is going to be invested according to a strategy that's been designed in participation with some of the world's best scientists, the experts in the field, but also the Aboriginal people of Kakadu, because we need the community on board to turn things around, particularly the very significant threat that's emerging from fire and inappropriate fire.
He says the plan includes shifting some endangered species to a remote island off the north coast.
New Zealand has been very successful in protecting and turning around the declines of some of its threatened species by using islands more strategically. So Field Island at the mouth of the Alligator River is the biggest island in Kakadu National Park. And we've got an opportunity with Field Island to make it toad-free. There are cane toads on it at the moment that the scientists assure me can be eradicated. So it's a way of helping vulnerable species avoid the predators.
That's the Endangered Species Commissioner, Gregory Andrews, ending that report from Stephanie Smale.